Richard Blanco likes to say that he was made in Cuba, assembled in Spain, and imported to the U.S. That's because his mother was 7 months pregnant when they arrived in Spain as Cuban exiles. After his birth in 1968, they moved to New York, but ended up in Miami, where Blanco was raised, educated, and became a civil engineer. He now lives in Maine, but his creative imagination still lingers in Miami. Here's Richard Blanco to introduce the title poem of his third book, published in 2012, called Looking for the Gulf Motel.
When we arrived to the United States, I was 45 days old, and so my green card is actually my first baby picture. I grew up between two imaginary worlds. One was all those old stories of my parents. It was what I knew from letters that my mother would share with me, old photographs. And there was this wonderful place called Cuba, this paradise, this Eden that we were going to go back to someday, which I had never been to, and really it was just a myth. But there was another myth, being bicultural, was the whole idea of what I saw about America on TV. Because in Miami in 1972, it was pretty much a cultural bubble. I mean, the neighbors were Cuban, the classmates were Cuban, the kids that got picked on were the ones that had funny last names like Smith. So in my head, it was like a waiting place to go to that place that I saw on TV. And so anyway, that's affected my work a lot and sort of obsessed me and continues to obsess me as my family, the idea of my cultural identity or identities, what place means and how does one sort of belong to a place and what does that mean to us in our human psyche. The book takes its name from this poem, Looking for the Gulf Motel, which was on the west coast of Florida in Marco Island. And I had taken my partner there about 20 years after, since the last time we used to vacation there as kids, to show him my past and, you know, where, you know, used to come here and all this, and the place had been completely changed and overdeveloped. And I found myself in this weird sort of ironic situation, echoing my own parents' voices about Cuba and how Cuba had changed and like everything was better in Cuba. And I found myself in that same sort of Archie Bunker mode of complaining. And then I wrote this really angry poem that was horrible, and I threw it in the trash and then wrote this one, which started the whole book. It's called Looking for the Gulf Motel. There should be nothing here. I don't remember. The Gulf Motel with mermaid lampposts and ship's wheel in the lobby should still be rising out of the sand like a cake decoration. My brother and I should still be pretending we don't know our parents, embarrassing us as they roll a luggage cart past the front desk loaded with our scruffy suitcases, 2 dozen loaves of Cuban bread, brown bags bulging with enough mangoes to last the entire week, our espresso pot, the pressure cooker, and a pork roast reeking garlic through the entire lobby. All because we can't afford to eat out. Not even on vacation, only 2 hours from our home in Miami, but far enough away to be thrilled by the whiter sands on the west coast of Florida, where I should still be for the first time watching the sun set instead of rise over the ocean. There should be nothing here. I don't remember. My mother should still be in the kitchenette of the Gulf Motel, her daisy sandals from Kmart squeaking across the linoleum, still gorgeous in her teal swimsuit and amber earrings, stirring a pot of arroz con pollo, adding sprinkles of onion powder and dollops of tomato sauce. My father should still be in a terry cloth jacket, smoking, clinking a glass of amber whiskey in the sunset at the Gulf Motel, watching us dive into the pool, 2 boys he'll never see grow into men, who will be proud of him. There should be nothing here I don't remember. My brother and I should still be playing Parcheesi. My father should still be alive, slow dancing with my mother on the sliding glass balcony of the Gulf Motel. No music, only the waves keeping time. A song only their minds hear 10,000 nights back to their life in Cuba. My mother's face should still be resting against his bare chest, like the moon resting on the sea. The stars should still be turning around them. There should be nothing here. I don't remember. My brother should still be 13, sneaking rum in the bathroom, sculpting naked women from sand, and I should still be 8 years old, dazzled by seashells and how many seconds I hold my breath underwater. But I'm not. I'm 38, driving up Collier Boulevard, looking for the Gulf Motel, for everything that should still be, but isn't. I want to blame the condos, their shadows for ruining the beach and my past. I want to chase the snowbirds away with their tacky McMansions and yachts. I want to turn the golf courses back into mangroves. I want to find the Gulf Motel exactly as it was and pretend for a moment nothing I've lost is lost.